Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we take a walk through the inner and outer world laid out in Sangam literary work Natrinai 79, written by Kannakkanar. The poem is set in the Pali landscape or the drylands and revolves around the theme of separation. Speaking in the voice of the lady to her confidant, the poem expresses the anxiety in the lady's heart on perceiving the man's intention to part away on a journey. Sirainal ingai urainani thiralvi kurainal manai kurundodi magalir manal aadu kalangin araimisai taam yer taralutra iyakku arum kavalai pirindor vandu nappunara punarndor பிரிதல் சூழ்தலின் அரியதும் உண்டோ என்று நாம் கூறி காமம் செப்பதும் செப்பாது விடினே உயிரொடும் வந்தன்று அம்ம வாளி தோழி யாதனின் தவிர்க்குவம் காதலர் செலவே. Opening with the word sirai, meaning in current day as prison, and in this ancient reference as a hedge or fence, the poem captures our hearts right away. We meet and greet ingai or the twisted acacia tree, which we will get to know better shortly. The word urai appears in the meaning of drops and honey drops to be specific, as we say hello to the accompanying word, the familiar vi, which is the short and sweet word for a flower. The past meaning of the word kavalai, currently used to mean worry, simply amazed me. This is because here it means a diverging path or a fork in the road. Perhaps the worry of many a Sangam maiden at the thought of her man leaving her and taking that diverging path away from her has endowed the ancient word for path, kavale, with the later meaning of worry. Indeed, a testimony to the unlikely roads that words seem to take. The man intends to leave on a task, parting away from his lady. Getting to know this, the lady turns to her confidant and says, "The nectar-filled, bushy flowers of the fence-like ingai tree fall on the rocks of the dryland path. These fallen flowers appear like the kalanga seeds used as a plaything on the sands by bangle-wearing maidens who live in well-roofed fine houses." To walk through such a rocky desert path, which is hard to traverse because of its rising slope, my man left me once before. He returned, and my beauty that had left me returned and united with me too. In such a situation, if he is thinking of parting again, could there be anything more difficult to handle? I need to tell this to him and express my desire that he should stay. If I don't, his separation is bound to cause irreparable damage to my very life. So listen, my friend, may you live long. I don't think there's any other way to avoid my love's parting away. With these words, the lady expresses her intention to speak of her anxiety to the man and request him to avoid that distressing journey. Walking further down this rocky path, before our eyes rises the ingai or the twisted acacia tree. Searching for details about this tree, I was struck by the description of this tree in a scientific paper published for a project by the CSIR India. The paper, right after the opening line, describes the tree as a good defensive hedge plant. Turning back to our poem, isn't it stunning that it too opens with Sirai Nal Ingai talking about its quality of being a hedge or a fence? A scintillating feeling to glimpse this tree shining the same way in the eyes of an ancient poet and a modern scientist. We turn our attention to the flowers of this tree. These creamy white rounded flowers are said to be falling on the rocks of the dryland path and seem to resemble the kalanga seeds or the seeds of the clearing nut tree, which has been used by girls and women in ancient times as a plaything. Maybe because habitats were destroyed, such games later turned out to be played with stones and pebbles. Back to our poem, there is an important clue hidden by mentioning these flowers. Turns out the flowering season of this tree is from July to September, which happens to coincide with the Kargalam or the rainy season, a time when Sangam couples couldn't bear to be apart. So the lady, by mentioning the flowers, lets us know that it's the wrong season for the man to be thinking of parting away from her. Thus, the poem subtly stitches the season as a reason for the lady's pain. Trying to understand the lady's mind further, we see that she's caught between the right thing of not stopping the man in his duty and the danger that seems to loom ahead to her very life because the man is to part away from her. While circumstances and relationships have changed over the years to be able to handle such separation more effectively, the takeaway from this poem is the importance of good communication. Like the lady, expressing how the other's decision affects one internally would go a long way in smoothening the rocky path of relationships. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.